Okay, I've come to have a meeting, a special meeting with Darian.
Dylan, Darian.
Look, I should nearly start again, but I won't. Right, let's start again. What is your name?
Dylan
who?
Varian.
Dylan Varian, right. We have never met before, that's my excuse, right? We only know each other via Twitter, right? And I, you know, just as the way you do normally, he's been very good, giving me a chance to tell him a bit about myself. But look, you started doing, at the age of 16, getting into this internet. You're a web designer, and you started at the age of 16. And before we started recording this, we agreed that that was rather late, and that people like James Welton was doing it from the age of 9. But then you completely blew me out of the water when I asked you, why on earth did you ever get interested? So tell people, why did you get interested in
I mainly got started because I used to read a lot of blogs, and I wanted to start my own.
But it's the kind of blogs you used to read.
I used to read a lot of business blogs.
So here you are, an Irish guy from Cork.
Yep.
Reading business blogs at the age of 16.
Yes.
I mean, when did you start reading business blogs? What age?
I started about 14, 15 maybe.
Right, this is, I tell you what, I'm sitting here now thinking to myself, the future of Ireland is actually quite rosy if people at the age of 14 and 15 start reading business blogs. But anyway, go on. Can you remember any of the business blogs you used to read at 14, 15?
The very first kind of one I got extremely hooked on was smartpassiveincome.com. It's by a guy called Pat Flynn. And it's basically, he teaches you how to earn a passive income online. And basically you don't really need to work much to be able to earn a lot of money.
Were you into making lots of money? Is that the thing that turned you on?
First off, yes. Because as a young teenager, you all you want is money.
Yeah, exactly.
But kind of more so now, it's not really more about money. It's just about doing it because I like it, really.
Can I ask you a kind of leading question about Pat Flynn, right?
Yes.
What did you learn from that stuck with you from reading Pat Flynn's blog, passive income?
If you're interested, you can do it.
If you're interested, you can do it.
No matter what anybody says, if you're interested, you will be able to do it.
So this is not the main thing you learned was not about tools and techniques and tricks.
No.
It was actually a fundamental stance.
Yeah. Me.
Was that a kind of exciting thing to learn?
Yeah. I mean, Pat's story is basically he got laid off from his architecture job, and he started this thing teaching people about architecture and stuff. So he has no real qualifications in business, per se, but he knows how to do it.
He learned as he went along.
He learned as he went along.
Because architects are usually hopeless at business, in my opinion. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But architects didn't actually become architects in order to do business.
And then, I was 14, 15, I was like, I don't have any real qualifications, right? And so if he could do it, surely I could do it.
Did you actually stay in school, by the way?
Yes.
I thought to myself, you might have bunked off and given up on school.
No.
Right, okay. So you got in. So that's one business blog.
Yeah.
And that gave you a very... I mean, that's the kind of stance that could carry you through life, isn't it?
Yes.
Has it proved to be true? I mean, it's a very nice, trendy thing to say, you know?
Yeah. I mean, from there, I kind of wanted to set up my own blog and things, so I looked into web design and stuff.
Why web design, though? You could have done a blog about beekeeping or how to...
I looked into web design to be able to build a blog.
Ah, I see. Well, what topics were you interested in?
I genuinely didn't have a plan.
You didn't have any?
I know. I kind of just write whatever came to mind. I just wanted to do it because I liked writing.
And did you grow up in a family where you were surrounded by technology everywhere?
No.
Right. So it wasn't like...
No.
You know, my dad was a coder, my mother was a...
My dad is a mechanic, my mother is
an engineer, right?
He's a shopkeeper.
Well, I mean, there you have an entrepreneur and an engineer in the family. I think, in fact, you've got the whole basis Facebook was built on the back of that engineering and entrepreneurship, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then I just kind of was looking into how to build my own blog so I could start writing on it. And I kind of just came across web design and started to learn small bits about it. And then nearly a year ago when I was 16 at that time, No, I was just after turning 17.
Right.
And I seen James Welton tweeting on Twitter. I kind of knew him small bit beforehand, but I seen
James Welton from Cork. Yeah.
And I seen him tweeting about Coder Dojo. It was after launching the first week, and then I seen him tweeting about the second week, and I emailed him. I said, I'm learning, kind of interested in web design. I'd be looking to come along. Can you give me the details, whatever? So he popped me the details. He said, you're more than welcome to come along. So I came to Coder Dojo the second week it was on, in the very first one in Mahon.
In the National Software Centre in Mahon?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was the day Nationwide were actually filming about Coder Dojo, and Sean Gallagher was on his presidential kind of tour thing.
God, you know, I'd forgotten about him.
Yeah.
He actually stood for president, didn't he?
Yep.
He's quite an inspirational speaker, I thought,
when
I saw him first at a business conference.
At the Coder Dojo, the very first day I was there, about how tech is in the future and everything like that. But I was kind of learning a bit about web design there, and I actually stopped going after the very first week. I don't know why. I generally didn't get up out of bed.
You just bought a book of HTML code and went to bed? What did you do?
I basically kind of went home and was learning online, but I didn't actually go to Coder Dojo on Saturdays.
Where did you go learning online, as a matter of interest?
W3schools.com.
What?
W3schools.com.
Right. Any good?
Yeah, very good. And then I kind of wanted to start earning money from web design. So.
What was the first one? Did you actually design a website for yourself?
Yes.
Right. Does it still exist?
That one doesn't exist, but I have a new one now called dylanvarian.com.
Well, at the end of this audio bill, you can give a proper plug to it.
But then I kind of wanted to earn a bit more money. Then I was earning, like, I think it was about €2 a month at most from Google AdSense on my blog. And I wanted to...
But you learned about Google AdSense?
Yeah, by just learning things online as I went along.
Right, I tell you something, you know more than me. I've never paid any attention to this getting income from ads. Maybe you can give me some advice. But stick with your story, though. Go on.
And then I came up with an idea to set up my own web design company. I said it to one of my friends who was actually interested in web design as well. And I said to him, would you be interested in doing this with me? And he said, yeah, sure. So we decided to go back to Coder Dojo and see if we could kind of...
How many of you?
There was me and one other guy.
One or two guys, right, okay.
And we went over to Coder Dojo again in January of this year. And we were chatting away to people, and we said to Bill, Leo, or Lau. We told them our idea, and within 3 weeks of going to Coder Dojo, we had our business set up.
Within three weeks of going to Coder Dojo, the two of you managed to set up a business. I'll ask you in a minute what the business is about, but does your website have an e-commerce? Do you sell something?
No, we basically design websites for local businesses and things like that.
Right. And there are loads of people who will design websites for you. What is the difference that you guys have to, for example, let's say, pick another one, Grange Web, right? Kieran Daly, right? Well, what's the difference between you and Kieran Daly?
Well, I suppose our main thing is we're young.
Right. So you're targeting... Are you actually targeting a market of people at young as yourself who want a website?
No, we do it for anyone, but our main thing is what makes us different is we're young, kind of, so we kind of know what the younger generation are looking for.
Yeah, you see, that's very clever.
And keep them interested.
See, that's very clever, you know, you've picked on something, and that is your uniqueness, is that what you're saying, yeah? Are you the best young website designers in Cork?
Probably not, no.
Are there better ones, young ones, at your age?
Even younger Coder Dojo, honestly, some of the people there.
Yeah, but are they set up in a business?
No.
Let's rephrase that. Are you the best young...
People with a business, yes, probably.
Right, so you're the best young business, you know, web who can be hired, right? There are brighter young sparks around at the age of 9 and 10, probably. I mean, there always are, damn them. But the point is, you're actually available for hire.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have any idea? Sorry, this is something I have to ask you this because I don't know the answer to it, by the way. Do you have any idea who were the people who first designed the Ryanair website?
Not a clue.
Do you know, I heard that they were quite young. And the first Ryanair website, right? Which I think was a highly effective tool, and on the back of that, Ryanair built an incredibly easily usable, you know, book yourself a seat on a plane before they started adding, you know, 500 extra things onto it.
Yeah.
But whoever they were young, and I think they were young interns. I think they couldn't have been much older than you, I suspect, but they might have been 3 years older, but no more. So you're... Okay, but why did you decide that the thing your blog would be about, or the business you'd be about, would be building websites for other people? You know, what made you decide to go down that road?
I mean, after I set up my own blog a couple of years back, I just loved messing around with web design. So I said, listen, I love this, I do it anyway. Why not try and earn some bit of cash?
So it's what you love to.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your, I mean, everybody has their own. You know, if I play golf, I could tell you who my favorite golfers are in the world, right? You're a web designer. Who are your favorite web designers in the world? Who would you, you know, which web designers would you like to sit around a table with and have a chat?
I don't know about web designers, but business people, I could tell you.
No. I'll get onto business in a second. But let me. Is there any web designer that you've ever met who you think is bloody good?
James Walton.
James Walton himself?
Yeah.
Right.
He's really good.
What makes him good as a web designer? I know he's great as a publicist for Coder Dojo, right? But I know James a little bit, but I haven't a clue about his ability to design websites. Does he do anything that is a bit different from anybody else?
I'm not sure if it's different, but he's kind of one of the first web designers I ever met. So he's slightly a bit of an inspiration.
Yeah, great.
So
and is it his age? So, I mean, is it,
yeah,
you
I mean,
know,
he set up his own business at the age of 17, like myself. So we're kind of similar in that area, and so I kind of can have a bit of a connection.
Yeah,
I suppose. There.
Yeah, that's okay. Tell me about business. Who do you admire in business then?
Steve Jobs.
You admire Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yes.
Why? That's putting you on the spot now.
No,
you know?
I suppose it.
What is it about Steve Jobs? By the way, while he's thinking, I'm going to tell you that he has a MacBook Pro here. It looks like the 13-inch.
Yes.
The reason I'm so confident it's a 13-inch is I think I'm about to buy one myself. That's another story. And in fact, in a minute, I'm going to ask if I can just borrow it and double-check to make sure that my big fat fingers will work on a 13-inch MacBook Pro. But, okay, tell me, what makes Steve Jobs attractive to you?
I think it was his level of detail in his products. And he didn't really release anything he felt was not good, which I admire. I mean, I from doing web design, I've come up, like, clients have had previous websites from businesses around the place, and their website is absolutely terrible. I would not be happy if I was to release that website. No, even if the client was willing to pay me extra money to release that one, I would say no.
All right, you have standards.
Yes.
Is that because you don't want to associate yourself with a bit of grotty work?
Yes.
I think that's a really good thing. I can tell you that I feel the same way myself, you know, and we're at opposite ends of the age spectrum. I think neither do I want to associate my own brand with a piece of grotty work.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's long may you stick with that. There is, though, I want to put you a point, which is this, about the difference between a perfect website and one which is actually a good website, but it could be got better. Would you wait for the perfect website, or would you actually put out one that was very good, but could be even better?
Depends if it's my website or the client's.
Okay, what about your own?
Mine, no. I wouldn't release until it's perfect.
Now you're setting yourself
up, because as soon as I go
onto your website, you're going to...
Mine's actually down for maintenance right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
By the way,
just while it comes into my head, there's a guy in the UK who does audio. He's a web designer, right? And he has a company. Now, he may be actually very successful. He goes under the name of Boag World, B-O-A-G. WORLD. He produces Audio Boo advice to web designers. And he actually, every now and again, he releases a piece of audio I think he kind of intended to release a piece of audio every week, but I don't think he does it every week now. But he also has but he's a very good communicator about the kind of issues that web designers could think about. I'll tell you about him afterwards, and I think a lot of him. But so Steve Jobs, right? His attention to detail. You're an Apple. Are you a total Apple person?
I suppose I am now. I used to be. I had an old PC laptop when I first started doing web design, but then I invested in the MacBook Pro for my business.
Has it made a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can get things done way faster.
It speeds you up?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's kind of quite encouraging, right. Any disadvantages to moving over to Mac?
None that I can think of.
Right. That's what they all say. I mean, I'm not somebody who uses... I use an iPhone and an iPad, but I think it's a big step to move across to the... Yeah. MacBook,
the first thing which I found a bit strange was not having really anything to write like documents on. Nothing really comes built in except text editors, which isn't really the best.
So you had to decide which word processing.
Yeah.
What do you use? What do you
use? I use LibreOffice. It was free, so I just decided to go with that. It's actually really cool as well.
LibreOffice.
Yeah, because there's like PowerPoint presentation built in with it and stuff. So.
Right, okay, I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, right, well, that's a good bit of advice for me. Who else in business do you admire then, other than Steve Jobs?
I suppose locally, probably Donald Cahalan.
Donald Cahalan,
yeah.
Right. Now, I know Donald Cahalan. Yeah. Tell me something about Donald Cahalan then. Why do you admire Donald Cahalan? He's on Twitter.
The very first.
Donald _ Cahalan.
Yeah. The very first thing, I mean, when we originally set up the business, we knew him on Twitter and stuff, so I sent him a message. Would you be interested in meeting him for coffee? He said, yeah, sure. So we met him one morning, originally for about, like, it was supposed to be like half an hour, but we were there for about an hour and a half, just chatting about business things, and I found him very interesting. And it was the advice he kind of gave us, just helped us greatly, I suppose.
And I know that he has intentions and plans. I don't know how far advanced they are. In fact, I think even on a Saturday morning, he has a group of people that he sits with here in the Clarion Hotel, self-help group.
I'm actually part of that group.
You were there
yep.
at the start of it?
Yep.
See, there's a little ecosystem going on in Cork behind my back. Right.
But I mean, and not only is this the advice, but we can look for one thing in return, which I found really nice.
You know, and what is there are such people, you know,
yeah,
that I
found
there
that
are
very,
people,
the
there
tech,
are.
Especially in the tech.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The young people like me, they're very helpful.
Yeah, it's very heartening to discover that. I think the trick is to be. Allow yourself to be helped. I honestly think that is a key. People who allow themselves to be helped are different from people who... A lot of people, you know, don't let people help them and they don't realize what they're doing.
Yeah.
They make it hard to help them. Right, so Donald Cahalan. Now, I've done a good lot of audio with Donald over the years. I think if you were to put in... You know, Donald's name and my name alongside each other, you would actually find that we had recorded quite on a number of different topics, you know. So, okay, that's a local person in Cork. Is there anyone else that you would admire? Have you? Actually, I'm going to ask you a leading question now, because we're two guys here. Is there any woman in business who you have ever admired?
Weirdly, no. Because I don't come across them.
Right. So if there's a woman listening to this audio and you actually want to make yourself known, you know, now's your opportunity, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, would you be open to...
Yeah, of course. I mean...
Yeah, there are actually some really... I mean, there's the wonderfully successful woman, Grainne Barry, who you'll never have heard about, but she is actually the owner of a business called Another Friend. Now, lots of people will have heard of Another Friend, but they won't know Grainne Barry at all. But Another Friend is a online dating agency. And it's actually the biggest Irish online dating agency by a million miles. And I think she might be the most, you know, would be in the running anyway, to be called the most successful online business woman in Ireland.